remember the Giant fans. Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles. I'm Bob Popple from the Legacy Club in MetLife Stadium. When you think of the tradition of the Giants, you think of defense and Hall of Fame linebackers. The greatest of all time, Lawrence Taylor, who revolutionized the game.
Freak. Phenomenal. Just a phenom. He was just greatness personified. I mean, this guy did things that we'd never imagined could be done. I mean, his speed, catching a running back, I mean a quality all-pro running back from the backside, his power, running over 300-pound offensive linemen as if though they were figurines, you know, intimidating quarterbacks to the point where, you know, they wouldn't call signals until they found out where it was 56. He rewrote the entire book, and this guy never let up.
All right, Lawrence, you play for the Tar Heels. You're coming out in the draft in 81. Did you have a sense that the Giants were highly interested in you?
During my senior year, it was just all about football. I mean, I just wanted to be the best player I could be. And I was drafted by New York, and I tell you, it didn't take long for me to fit in here and really start to embrace the guys and enjoy the time I spent here.
LT would make an immediate impact, taking the league by storm and terrorizing opposing offenses.
On the football field, I felt that my level of play or my ability was pretty far up there. And you know, the things that I could do, they couldn't do. They just couldn't do. It's something when you know that they can't do what you do.
Lawrence would be named Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he would form a special bond with then-Giants defensive coordinator Bill Parcells.
Well, it's my guy. You know, we came together as assistant, and he was a young draft choice and catalytic player, dynamic, easy to coach. That was the great thing about Lawrence. You teach him something, he could take it right with him. Your job when you get a player like that is to let the talent flourish.
Be more aggressive on that special now. They'll come back with that. You know that slant counter there?
Yeah.
Kick it over.
Once you're hot, play that.
Yeah.
Kick it. Go, Lauren. Kick it over.
Yeah.
I would always call something to happen, either a fumble or a sack or something. And Bill said, we don't even have that defense. I said, well, you better put it in on Monday because it's a doozy.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs. That's some fun.
I think the enthusiasm I brought to the New York Giants, I think that's one thing I brought to the table.
Son, I got to do better than this.
And I played at a high level, and the guys around me started to fall into that.
Taylor immediately became the heart of a ferocious Giants defense, and he, along with fellow linebackers Brian Kelly, Brad Van Pelt, and Harry Carson, formed a frightening unit that garnered an even scarier nickname.
Brad, Brian, Lawrence, and myself, you know, we were the crunch bunch, and we were big, strong, fast, and we were able to get after people. And you just felt like you could just smack people around.
The core of our defense were our linebackers, you know, and it became exciting and fun to just match my talent with these guys, and we made each other better. Just made each other better.
LT and the Giants would head into the final game of the 1981 regular season, needing a win against the Dallas Cowboys for their first playoff berth in 18 years.
Here we go. Here comes the snap. Here's the boot. It looks good. The Giants win. The Giants win. The Giants win.
You guys go down to Philly. And you win a playoff game against division rival. Did that give you the belief that we might be turning the corner here?
I do believe so, because I think they had beat us 11 times in a row. And we made it a point that they weren't going to beat us anymore that year. And then that winning attitude, that work ethic, people started believing in themselves. I think we made a statement there that we weren't going to be the same New York Giants. This is a new crew in town.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Lawrence Taylor, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles. Lawrence Taylor, presented by New York Presbyterian.
I play linebacker like my lifestyle is, and I'm pretty freewheeling, you may say, wild, abandoned, reckless.
Listen, look, we got to rush him. We got to kick the What we got to do is get in and get the All right, let's go. Come on now. Hey, we're a bunch of bad summer Let's play some ball.
In 1982, Lawrence Taylor would have to fight through a nagging leg injury. And as the Giants hobbled into the Silverdome on Thanksgiving looking for their first win of the season, LT would put the team on his shoulders.
I did a lot of good things in that game. Had some sacks, had some good hits, some caused fumbles. Personally, it was a good game for us.
Despite Taylor's dominating performance, the Giants were still facing defeat late in the game with Detroit threatening to score until LT played the hero.
He's looking for King and intercepted. He's going to go down the right side. Lawrence down to the 20, 30, down to the 40. He might go all the way. He's going to go in.
Hot dog. You're rooting, Dick.
Oh, yes, but listen, what an effort.
Following the strike-shortened season of 1982, Bill Parcells would succeed Ray Perkins as the new head coach of the Giants. Big Blue would struggle in Parcells' first year at the helm, and it was clear that some changes needed to be made.
84, they start drafting better.
Yeah.
You know, they bring Banks in, start changing over the linebacking core, and now the team starts to have success.
The biggest difference in the team was Phil Simms. He learned what it took to be a top-notch NFL quarterback. Phil became the man on that offense, and that would really change the dynamic of our team.
With Simms in command of the offense and Taylor captaining the defense, the Giants would steadily become a title contender. After upsetting the Rams in the 1984 wild card game, the Giants traveled to San Francisco, but just as they had done in 1981, they would lose to the eventual Super Bowl champions.
The gap was closing, right? We still took a little whiff in there, but the gap was closing. And then, as you know, like then 85 came, and I think 85 was real important for us, though. We figured out what it took to get to the Super Bowl. You can't just get in the playoffs. You got to have the home field advantage, because our biggest asset was our fans in the stands.
For the first time in over two decades, the Giants would host a playoff game at home, and they finally hurdled their West Coast nemesis, beating the 49ers in the 1985 NFC wildcard game. But just 1 week later in the next round, the Giants would come up short in Chicago, losing to the Bears in the divisional playoff game.
We learned a lot. It was a learning process. You know, certain things we just couldn't do. But we learned what home field advantage meant after that game. You know, if you want to get to Super Bowl, it got to come through New York.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Lawrence Taylor, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles. Lawrence Taylor, presented by New York Presbyterian.
In a word, awesome. The guy was the greatest I've ever been around.
Probably the most talented guy I've ever seen in my life.
He's the greatest defensive player to ever play. Best one ever put on the pads.
Coming off their loss to the Bears in the 1985 playoffs, LT and the Giants were hungry and poised to make a Super Bowl run in 1986.
We had a really good football team. Phil was playing solid. Our defense was impeccable. I mean, our defense was killing.
With LT leading the way, the Giants would have an amazing season, steamrolling through the competition.
We was on the verge of losing to Minnesota from 4th and 17 when Bobby made the reception, and we went on to win that game. No team in the NFL played with us for the rest of the year. It was like a man playing with boys.
Taylor would have one of the greatest seasons the NFL has ever seen, recording a league-best 20 and a half sacks.
I see the game different. I mean, I look at the game in attack mode.
LT would be named NFL MVP in 1986, and he's the only defensive player to win the award in the last 43 years.
He was a great competitor. The energy he had drove the team forward. And, you know, I'm still looking for that next Lawrence Taylor. I haven't seen that guy.
The Giants' dominant season earned them home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and their first opponent would be the San Francisco 49ers.
That was a good old-fashioned butt-whipping right there. I mean, we knew we had the best team, the best players. Nobody was going to play with us, and San Francisco came in there. They never had a chance.
Balls wildly, intercepted. There goes Taylor down to the 20. 10, touchdown.
LT, LT, way to go.
LT.
So now you get the Redskins, third meeting with them. Wind is blowing. Parcells takes the wind, lets them have the ball. Was there any doubt in your mind with that game?
That was the best performance I've ever seen. As far as physical football, you don't get no more physical than that. We allowed ourselves to enjoy that win because when that game was over, the crowd went crazy. Giant fans threw that confetti out there. It was unbelievable.
At Super Bowl 21 in Pasadena, LT and the Giants' defense would face their biggest challenge, needing a goal line stand as Denver threatened to score and increase their lead late in the first half.
We've said it in the huddle, man. Listen, hey, they do not pass this line, you know. And Harry, George Marshall, you got Leonard Marshall, everybody went in on those plays. And the thing about after that goal line stand and we go into the locker room, we realized we only down 1 point. But just like we do that year, third quarter was our quarter, and we came up and spanked.
Phil Simms obviously had a record that still stands, 22-25. How happy were you for him to see him perform like that in that spot?
I mean, that's what he does. He took control of that offense, and every time he throws a touchdown, I'm out there to congratulate him, because when Phil is on, he's a very, very, very good player.
We're the best in the world, man, for 1 year.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants. Everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
That year, you know, listen, we was truly the best team on the planet, bar none.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Lawrence Taylor, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles. Lawrence Taylor, presented by New York Presbyterian.
They said the Giants were dead.
Hey, they said we were done, baby.
Hey, I don't understand them.
They stuck a fork in us and said we were done.
Following their Super Bowl victory in 1986, the Giants, led by their tenacious linebacker Lawrence Taylor, would continue to be one of the NFL's elite teams throughout the rest of the 80s. In a 1988 game versus the New Orleans Saints, LT would showcase a legendary display of toughness and courage. Playing with a dislocated shoulder, Taylor added to his rising lore as the decade's most dominant defender.
Talk about that Saints game. You know, you got the torn pec, you got the harness.
Right.
Three sacks, two forced fumbles.
It was a good day.
Parcells says it's one of the greatest performances he's ever seen.
It was a good day. It was a good day. I mean, it was a lot of pain, but it was a good day.
His will made him ignore things like pain sometimes. People call it determination, whatever it is. He just had it, and he just would not give in. He was going to make it the way he wanted to make it.
You know, when you're fighting a battle like that, you just want to stay.
With the retirement of George Martin and Harry Carson following the 1988 season, Lawrence Taylor and Phil Simms had become the elder statesmen of the group.
Lawrence Taylor, the oldest linebacker on the Giants team, man. Old guy.
With their veteran warrior leading the way, the Giants stormed out to a 10-0 start in 1990. But in Week 15, Phil Simms would go down with a season-ending injury, thrusting Jeff Hostetler into the starting lineup.
When Phil went down, Hostetler came in, and he added another dimension to our offense that nobody had seen.
As the postseason got underway, with the mobile Hostetler at quarterback, the Giants would dominate the Bears at home, advancing to the next round versus a familiar foe. In the historic 1990 NFC Championship game, LT and the Giants would fight to dethrone the two-time defending Super Bowl champion 49ers.
That game was one of those games they're going to have to scratch and claw to get a yard. And we just out there, we just working.
That's where the jam blend in too, okay? Keep hammering them. Keep hammering those outside receivers.
I could have stayed out there all day. That's the type of physical football you want to play.
LT's relentless pursuit on Joe Montana forced the 49ers quarterback into the oncoming bull rush of Leonard Marshall, resulting in this devastating blow.
But chased out, finally hit from behind. The ball's loose.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside. Boy, that is a real shot.
Steve Young came in for the 49ers' final drive and needed only two first downs to run out the clock. And with their team desperately needing to get the ball back, LT would give the Giants new life.
Hit behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it, and that's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it.
Any doubt that Matt Barr's not going to make that kick?
Oh, hell no. No, Matt Barr having a great year. No, he's going to make the kick.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap, spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good.
At Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, LT and the Giants would face an even greater challenge as they prepared to battle the Buffalo Bills and their vaunted offensive attack.
They were a good team. They were very, very. They had a lot of quality players from top to bottom. Bill made sure that we punished those receivers when they came across. I think the longer the game went on and the more punishment they took, you're getting hit every time you come across the middle or when you go, you're getting hit. You could feel it going out of the sails, man. You could feel it going out of the sails.
All right, so tell me what's going through your mind as Norwood lines up for the kick.
Ain't no daggone way he's going to make this kick. We played too well to go down like this. And I'll tell you what, when that ball was kicked, I didn't even look up.
No good. Wide right.
No good.
After capturing their second Vince Lombardi trophy, LT and the Giants would say goodbye to their legendary coach, Bill Parcells.
That's rough to lose a coach. You don't expect to lose a coach after a Super Bowl win.
In 1992, Taylor would suffer a career-threatening injury when he tore his Achilles, and it was clear that the end was in sight.
I didn't want to just go out like that, you know, carted off the feet. I don't want to do that.
The Giants' valiant warrior would return in 1993 and help Big Blue make it back to the playoffs.
The good thing about that year is that they got to play for Dan Reeves 1 year, and I thought he was a very good coach. He just let me do my thing and let me go out gracefully, so that was good.
Following the season, LT would announce his retirement, marking the end of a glorious era in Giants football. The organization would honor him by retiring his number in Giants Stadium.
Without you guys, there wouldn't have been a Lawrence Taylor. But there wouldn't have been an LT. Thank you very much.
I wanted to throw one more pass in my Giants jersey. So, who better to catch that pass than the greatest Giant player of all, Lawrence Taylor?
I had flip-flops on, man, you know.
There you go. Straight down the field. Real easy.
And he looks at me and said, go.
Go.
So I started to giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. And he's patting that ball. He's patting that ball. And then he let it go. I said, oh, my goodness. If you drop this ball, just keep on running. Just run into the tunnel because this is over.
Hey.
Fortunately, I caught it. It was a good catch, too.
LT finished his career with 132.5 sacks and in 1999, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He will go down in the annals of NFL history as arguably the greatest defensive player ever. LT's legend and legacy lives on, and he will always be one of the most beloved heroes in the long line of Giants greats.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I guess what it means to me is no matter what happens in my life, I'll always have the Giant family and be a part of, because I tell you, being a Giant is pretty good.
Lawrence says pretty good. Giants fans and football experts say spectacular. An incredible career for a man who is still one of the most dominant players in the history of the sport. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us from the Legacy Club. We'll see you next week, everybody. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.